Sven, your mighty host from Sweden. Yes, Sven. Wait, wrong station. Okay, Mark Anderson coming to you, American Free Press Hour, live, it happens to be, on this fine evening, the 26th, is it? The 26th of January, 2011. And hopefully we'll smooth out any technical glitches. I thought I heard a few blips there for a moment. At any rate, in just a few minutes, I'll be talking with Linda Green of Fluoride Free Austin, right here in the Austin area where RBN is based, which is actually in Round Rock, but close enough. At any rate, Austin and San Diego are in the heat of a battle to battle the forces of fluoridation. That is, it's a lot of brinkmanship in terms of information, in terms of the people of this country that are finally trying to call attention to the dangers and bad principles and bad ideas involved with water fluoridation. And it's by far anything, let me get my thoughts here. It's far beyond, that is, a mere health issue, ladies and gentlemen. And fluoridation's been going on for about 60 years now, give or take a couple. There, of course, was the Red Scare associated with it. A lot of that, I think, was just hyperbole and over-the-top rhetoric. There might have been a little bit of truth to it, but that's not important now because the principle is wrong. If you could put or should put fluoride in water to so-called make teeth better, even though it's supposed to be topical treatment and fluoride in water requires that we swallow a lot of the water, why not put statin drugs in water to address heart problems? Why not put Zoloft to battle depression? Where does it end? If you can rationalize putting unprescribed mass medication in water, why stop at fluoride? And so Austin and San Diego and a number of other cities in this nation are having to deal with having been fluoridated for a long time. A lot of citizens would like to see their cities and towns pull out of that chemical warfare that I think it could be characterized as. And then there are a few places like San Diego that haven't been fluoridated yet. And that's a big city in Southern California. And so our guest tonight after the break, Linda Green, will give it to us from not just the Austin, Texas perspective, but she knows a lot and knows others who know a lot about the bigger picture. We'll take your calls a little bit later, probably after the bottom of the hour, after we get a chance to get settled in and talk to our guest. And as I understand it, another guest, a friend of hers, a Ray Nadler, that's a Lady Ray Nadler, will chime in a little later after Linda Green gets on to discuss Fluoride Free Austin, what's going on right here in the central Texas area, but how that is relevant to the entire nation and even beyond the borders of America, as fluoridation has had a wide-reaching and pernicious grip on public health, and the propaganda behind it has been most egregious in getting people to think one way when the situation is the exact opposite. And even if fluoride were the greatest thing in the world, it's still the wrong principle to mass medicate. Even if it did everything they said it was going to do and didn't have all the harmful effects that we know that it has, the principle is wrong. So it's wrong from A to Z. But we'll explore a lot of the details after these messages. Stay tuned.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Coming back at you, riding the wave of the Blue Oyster Cult music again. And I'm looking at American Free Press, number 5, dated January 31, 2011. That's our latest one. We've got some hot stories. You can call 888-699-NEWS to read more about it. Ask for special editions, individual editions, or to subscribe. Our great deal through RBN is always 18 weeks for $17.76. That's 18 weeks, $17.76. Call 888-699-NEWS. Ask about issue number 5, for example. Who will drop the cyber bomb? Will there be internet terrorism, if you want to call it that, and interfering with banking and various other systems where the government might blur the line between cyber truth seekers and cyber criminals? That's a question we're asking and an issue we're probing in number 5. We also have a story by Pat Shannon, which shows that Sheriff Richard Mack had experience with Chief Judge John Roll, the U.S. judge that happened to die in the melee in Tucson, Arizona on January 8th. And our writer, Pat Shannon, is revealing here that Judge John Roll actually had the heartbeat of a constitutionalist, at least when it comes to the Second Amendment and some related matters. So it seems, as we reveal here in AFP, that we lost a good judge. And a good judge is not easy to find in the judicial tyranny that we've been experiencing in a nation with the highest percentage of its population in prison of any civilized nation, or at least among those that are considered the West. At any rate, that's the AFP deal to always keep in mind and move and ride along. I should have by now our guest tonight, Linda Green of Fluoride Free Austin. And she's really been in the trenches fighting in this fine American city to get it defluoridated. And San Diego, as noted in an upcoming AFP, and as I'll mention a little bit tonight, is one of the few major cities that is not fluoridated, and they're trying to prevent it right on the eve of possible fluoridation of that city. At any rate, just taking care of a little business here. Linda, you out there?
Yes, I'm here in Austin.
Great. Pardon me, I'm just sort of dawdling here with my papers and everything that surrounds me. It's quite the sight here.
I'm doing the same thing.
How's it been going?
Well, it's very frustrating. And at the same time, some great news has come about as far as our government goes. Back on January 7th of this year, Health and Human Services, the United States Department of Health and Human Services, made a public announcement on January 7th that due to new studies and current science, they had determined that the amount of fluoride that they put in our water should be reduced from 1.2 parts per million to 0.7 parts per million, because it appears that a third of our children, actually 41% of our children and a third of our teenagers, have what they call dental fluorosis. And dental fluorosis can be just a discoloration of the teeth on up to erosion and brittle teeth. And so now they've determined that the safer level would be to add 0.7 parts per million, or, as they put it, instead of 1.2 milligrams of fluoride in a liter of water, they would reduce it to 0.7 milligrams per liter of water. But again, this is voodoo science, because we get many sources of fluoride, and it comes in the form of toothpaste and mouthwash. Some prescription drugs have fluoride in them, as well as pesticides. And like you said, this is a drug that's being added to the water. It has no nutritional requirement, and it is a drug, and it's a drug that they're apparently feeling is one size fits all, which we all know cannot be the case. And they have no prescription right to medicate us. But unfortunately, the CDC and the ADA and the EPA and all these ABC agencies talk with forked tongue. They speak out of both sides of their mouth. They continue to say that this is the reason for reduced decay. And then at the same time, the CDC and the ADA have come out and publicly stated that babies should get zero fluoride in their water. So there are some actions that have been taken just since this press release, and I would hope people would get a pencil and paper to take down some notes and become an armchair activist, because they feel like since they're not hearing from the public's pretty satisfied with what they're doing. And we who have been following this problem for the last 50 years have an abundance of scientific evidence to show things like 25 international studies show a lowered IQ in children who ingest fluoride. And it crosses the blood-brain barrier of babies for the first 6 months of their life. In countries where it's high, naturally occurring, it causes crippling arthritis. And so there's a few things happening. One is everybody should go to the website fluoridealert.org. And if you go to fluoridealert.org, you will find everything you never wanted to know about fluoride and more. And there is an opportunity to put in your comment to Health and Human Services and tell them that the optimum level is zero, because the Health and Human Services has given the public until Valentine's Day to make a comment on their decision. So that's one thing.
Do you happen to have contact information, Linda, on the Health and Human Services for that public comment? That's one reason I wanted to get you on the air, among others. Do you happen to have that handy?
I have a press release that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services put out on January 7th.
Okay.
And I have a couple of telephone numbers.
Fire away.
Oh, okay. One is Health and Human Services, area code 202-205-0143.
202-205-0143. That's one Health and Human Services number. Is there another?
Yes, also the EPA, and that's 202-564-3226. And I'm pretty sure that if you go to fluoridealert.org, there's a link that will hook you up to Health and Human Services. And let's see, I've got here, okay, let me see, I'm looking at their press release. For more information about community water fluoridation, you can visit the website www.cdc.gov/fluoridation. And remember, fluoridation is spelled fluoridation. Now, that's the CDC, but they're touting that this is a great thing. And here we go. We have 30 days. It says proposed recommendation for 30 days at CWF, like Frank, CWF, comments, COMMENTS, at cdc.gov. So that's CWF, like Frank, comments, plural, at cdc.gov.
Okay, that's the email in, or listeners can use the phone numbers to call in.
Uh-huh. And
we'll
also
repeat that information a little bit later, probably two more times, maybe even three. Linda, you know, what amazes me the most, and you can tie this into Austin at whatever point you want, is that the city officials, what you've told me about it, are quite cavalier and indifferent to this issue for the most part. But it amazes me that they don't see the principle that even if fluoride had absolutely no side effects and that everything about it was great, as wonderful as a hot fudge sundae, it's still wrong to put it in the public water in principle.
Yes, and that's what Fluoride Free Austin has narrowed down to, too, is the government does not have a right to medicate us. And if they do, then like you said, they're going to want to start medicating us for high cholesterol and depression and whatever. And actually, there's another group that is going to, that has a number of press releases that they're asking people to get out. And they're called Washington Action for Safe Water. It's a dentist, Dr. Bill Osmundson, and an attorney. Their group is called WashingtonSafeWater.com. WashingtonSafeWater.com. Please go to that website also, because I believe they're going to try to sue the government for that very reason, is that there's no nutritional requirement, and the current science shows that there are many, many different side effects. Even the Health and Human Services admitted that the National Research Council report.
Hold that thought, Linda. We got messages. We'll be right back after these messages with you to finish that train of thought and add more information. Stay tuned.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Turning to our guest, I'm your host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press editor, continuing for the time being here on RBN, the American Free Press Hour, and I'm glad to do it, and sometimes I'm solo, just letting things flow along and taking comments from callers on any issues that might come to mind, and we often do that. Tonight we're kind of focused on the fluoride issue. It's coming out in AFP soon, too. You're going to want to see that and call 888-699-NEWS to ask for our special story on fluoride. At any rate, I've been in touch with Linda Green, our guest tonight, since about a little less than a year ago when I met her at an Austin Tex Mars event. Hello to Tex out there. And I had heard something about the group and, of course, the fluoride battles in various places around the U.S. and overseas. But Linda's really gotten me clued in on a lot of the details and the activism in this Herculean fight to throw off this burden and this chemical warfare, in lack of a better description, of the ruling class and the leisure class, you might say, those that feel they have nothing to lose and everything to gain by profiting off other people's losses and bad health and misery. And it's just amazing to see that after over a half a century that Americans still haven't totally gotten it, that it cannot possibly be good to have mass medication in public water because you can't control the dose, even if it's something good for you. No two people are alike in their physiology. No two people drink the same amounts of water. Our guest Linda has mentioned that the blood-brain barrier is basically permeable and not fully formed in the first few months of life, and many babies use fluoridated water, their mothers do, to feed them their baby formula, either the store-bought kind or the municipal kind that comes out of the tap. So the problems start right away early in life, and you have to wonder just what effects this chemical has had. beyond the bad principle that we've already established. Linda, we have a short segment now. I want to make sure I'm a little more upfront about those ads come and kind of sideswipe us, but we're getting into a short segment, then we'll have a longer one, and I guess I'm expecting a call from Ray Nadler, or Nadler, however you pronounce it, your friend there, pretty soon, also from Fluoride Free Austin. Let's get into Dr. Paul Connett, and he seems really well-informed in this, way beyond the average expert I've seen on this. I've watched some of his testimony on YouTube, and he's Cambridge and U.S. educated and used to work in the waste management industry. He seems to be really the leader scientifically in this, isn't he?
Yes, Dr. Paul Connett is Professor Emeritus in Chemistry at St. Lawrence University in New York, and he's just published a book along with two other doctors in October called The Case Against Fluoride, How Hazardous Waste Ended Up in Our Drinking Water and the Bad Science and Powerful Politics That Keep It There. And this book was given to our city council and mayor. It's got a part of the 2006 National Research Council report that shows that ingesting fluoride also causes risk of bone fracture, brittle bones, thyroid disease, crippling arthritis, a rare form of cancer in young boys. And when Dr. Connett came to Austin for a full week in November and spoke at University of Texas, another college, all over town, and as well, he gave a 3-minute presentation at our city council, and our mayor sat there chit-chatting with the public manager's office while this doctor, who's been the director of Fluoride Action Network for 15 years, was speaking. It was abominable behavior. And the Fluoride Action Network's website is fluoridealert.org. Fluoridealert.org. And the press ignored him when he was here. There was no major newspaper that asked him to come be interviewed, no TV stations, even though we gave them books and we sent them press releases. And that's the way the mainstream media, up until recently, has been treating this issue. Just ignore it and keep the public dumbed down. But it's just amazing. We are not going to go away. And I don't know if you know who Alex Jones is, but he has...
Yes.
He even though he's considered to be out there by some, he's also been opposed and speaking out bravely about fluoride in our water for about 13 years. So he invited Dr. Connett to come to his studio, and he did an interview and on the radio, and then a separate interview, which you can find on YouTube. And if you go to Dr. Paul Connett, C-O-N-N-E-T-T, Dr. Paul Connett interview, and just spend 1 hour, you will get an amazing amount of truth, where they interviewed him and they also took part of his speeches from one of the colleges that he presented at.
Okay, very, very good. That's very helpful information, Linda. And we'll be repeating that and the other contact information that we've already spoken of. We have some messages coming up right now. We'll be right back with more from Linda Green of Fluoride Free Austin and some callers. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Returning to the air here, we're continuing our discussion with Linda Green of Fluoride Free Austin. It's great to have her on. I think she's been on the show once before last fall when I was up in Michigan. I'm in Texas now. I was in Austin recently doing a little news work and some family matters. I caught up with Linda and got up to date on this, learned about Dr. Paul Conant and his great work. We do have some callers. Linda, we'll try and keep them concise. Ron from Pennsylvania, let's try to keep it focused. Time goes fast on radio. So what would you like to add or ask?
Am I on?
Yeah, you sure are, Ron.
What I'd like to mention is a possible way you might be able to attack your fluoride issue. Now, I'll take about a minute here to run some things by you real quick.
Sure.
Years ago, we had in our lot of back alley crooked gangsters here in the town I live in who were never one to reject a kickback or a bribe. They put the fluoridation issue in the water system, and they lied about it for a while. They claimed they put hydrofluorosilicic acid in and not fluoride, which they lied about, and that stuff's worse. However, the municipalities do put zinc orthophosphate in the water system, which is supposedly a liner for the pipes that still have leaded joints in them. Now, that argument doesn't hold water, no pun intended, because there's more lead in a new Delta water faucet than there is in our water system. However, the neighboring municipality to the town I live in and one of the big cheese guys up there who was there is a personal acquaintance of mine, how they beat it, well, when the state tried to force it down their throats, was that they said, look, we are in the business of dispensing water. We are not in the business of dispensing medication, and we will not do it. And that's the end of that. And they never did put it in. They tried to force him with an issue, and not only is sodium fluoride a hazardous substance, it's also a medication. You can't force somebody to practice medicine without a license. Now, that's how they attacked it, and they were successful in that argument. Perhaps that's something people may want to consider in your arguments when it comes to task of getting that stuff out of there. And I think the AFP ran an article years ago about Britain having to pay thousands of pounds to their citizens there to pay for repairs to dental fluorosis and plates due to the fluoride in the water, which I think is banned in Britain now.
Yeah, many European nations have jettisoned it, and it's shameful and disturbing to see America, excuse me, behind the curve in that regard. And so, Ron from Pennsylvania, very interesting and I think helpful information there, a good approach philosophically and logically. Linda, do you got a real quick reaction to that? We have other callers.
Well, I'm hoping Dr. Neil Carman from the Sierra Club is going to be calling in any minute instead of Ray, and he could also address this. But it's true what the last caller just said about the cost, because the doctor from Washington Safe Water, the dentist up in Washington State, says that he has submitted an analysis to the FDA, which the United States incurs economic harm in excess of $1.5 trillion per year from fluoridation. And we in Austin get our fluoride from the fluorosilicic acid in Florida, which is a hazardous waste product from the phosphate fertilizer industry.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, and I've also heard through the San Diego people that the new manufacturing center of the world, everyone's favorite place, Red China, with all the industrial waste from its manufacturing, could become a major supplier of fluoride.
Yes, we're concerned about that, and I've contacted my state representative. The good thing about this is that there are so many resources that if enough people all over the country were to contact their city councils and find out whether their water's fluoridated and what it's fluoridated with, and then if they go to fluoridealert.org or Fluoride Free Austin or Washington Safe Water, they will have all the tools they need to fight this on a city-by-city level. And we really need people to step up to the plate.
Okay, Linda, let's move on to another caller. We have Philip from Texas. Go right ahead, Philip.
I'll actually be speaking this Thursday as well here in Austin to try to stop the water fluoridation. I just had a quick couple points that I wanted to bring up.
The go right ahead.
Thing that the historical background of water being fluoride being added to water is quite sordid. The chief doctor in charge of the first water fluoridation experiments was actually suggested to do these experiments by Francis Ferry, who was the director of Alcoa at the time, who was dealing with numerous lawsuits from Alcoa workers who were injured by fluoride. The other chief supporter of the fluoride movement at the time was Dr. Harold Hodge, who also happened to be the chief scientist for the Manhattan Project, working on creating the nuclear bomb. He also was in charge of several experiments of American citizens being unknowingly injected with plutonium and radioactive isotopes and then being experimented on and watched without their knowledge. So the history behind fluoride is a horrible one that most Americans don't know.
Yeah, that's amazing. I've heard some of that, the nuclear bomb Manhattan Project connection in particular, and I think Alcoa is the American aluminum company, right?
Correct. And
yeah, that's the corporation, right.
The other point I wanted to bring up is that supporters of water fluoridation often claim that 0.7 parts per million is such a small amount that it can't have any effect on the human body. Well, the truth of it is that 0.7 parts per million correlates roughly to 2 milligrams of fluoride if you consume 8 glasses of water a day. So 1 part per million is actually a quite substantial amount of fluoride that's in our drinking water.
Yeah, it's deceptive when you hear part per million. You think, oh, like 1% of a million, like a drop of water in a good-sized lake, you know, like it's almost nothing. It's very deceptive. When Linda earlier converted it into milligrams and liters, it takes on a whole new dimension. But, Philip, thanks for your points. Very well taken. Let's move on to Neil from Texas, trying to get everyone in here.
This is Neil Carman from Austin, Texas. Mark, this is a great program. I've been opposing water fluoridation for a long time and here in Austin, and there's so many issues about fluoride. One, it's extremely toxic, and it's more toxic compared to lead and only slightly less toxic than arsenic. And we know that lead and arsenic are very toxic metals. We banned leaded gasoline 30 years ago when it was being linked to lowered IQs in children. And now, as Linda has pointed out, there's 25 studies in the scientific literature that link low levels of fluoride to decreased IQs in children. These studies have been done in the U.S. and around the world. And it's shocking that the federal agencies have not really, taken a hard look at this science. There was the 2006 National Research Council report, and one of the findings in there is that we're not just getting dosed with the fluoride in the drinking water. It's in actually hundreds of foods, beverages, dental care products, fluorinated drugs that are prescribed to people by medical doctors, and many other sources. So the problem is that people are not just getting it in their tap water, it's everywhere. And so people are being overdosed with fluoride, and it's linked to 16 human health effects, including disruption of the pineal and the thyroid glands, because it's being considered as an endocrine disruptor or a disruptor of the hormonal system. It's linked to bone cancer, known as osteosarcoma. It's also disrupts the immune system and causes genetic damage and cell death. It's linked to bone fractures, arthritis. It's a disruptor of enzymes, over 62 enzymes in the cells, which basically are the little structures that help run the cells in terms of the little, factories that go on in there, the little workers on the assembly lines of our cells. So disrupting enzymes is extremely bad because they're catalytic proteins. So anyway, this fluoride is extremely harmful to anybody who's getting exposed to it, even though many people may not know exactly, how much they're drinking or, what the effect might be. But fluoride is a very toxic material, especially the kind that cities like Austin and across the country, they don't get a pharmaceutical grade, which is used in toothpaste. They used an industrial hazardous waste grade that comes, has a byproduct, such as from the phosphate fertilizer industry in Florida. And you did mention Alcoa, and also you should know that the steel companies and the aluminum smelters, along with the Manhattan Project, were interested in fluoride because it's a very powerful catalytic chemical. And that's why it was used in the steel industry, the aluminum industry, and in the atomic bomb project in World War II, because hydrogen fluoride or uranium hexafluoride, they're very powerful catalysts. And they're so effective that these industries were using them, except the problem is they're extremely toxic at very low levels to the workers if they get, if they breathe the fumes, or if they get this on their skin, it penetrates the skin. A lot of, if you get lead on your skin, it doesn't go through the skin. Nor does arsenic typically. But fluoride is so harmful that you don't even want it on your skin because it's a small molecule and then it can go into the body. But today...
So even that, not to interject, but even taking a shower in it then, it's not simply a matter of whatever you might inadvertently consume. Even showering in it, you're saying,
Well, there is a question about that. The thing is, there's not the concentration or the dose in the water is pretty low in terms of getting a skin exposure. So I've asked some toxicologists like Dr. Kathleen Thiessen, who served on the National Research Council's expert panel on fluoride in drinking water in 2006, and she doesn't think there's much skin exposure because people aren't in the shower that long and there's such a low level comparatively speaking. So most of the exposure that we get is by drinking it through ingestion. And then the body excretes maybe half of it, 50% if they don't have kidney problems or if they're not diabetics. A person with, poor kidney function, they're not going to be able to excrete this stuff. And then you get even more of the accumulation in the body tissues, the bones and the glands and so forth.
Is it true that there's been, in Alzheimer's patients, a prevalence of aluminum deposits or other types of evidence that would suggest that the decades of fluoride consumption could have something to do with what seems like a steep rise in Alzheimer's cases?
Well, that's definitely a theory that is getting more interest in the scientific community. Dr. Connett spoke about that when he was here, and he writes about it in his book, because we have so much Alzheimer's today. And one of the problems with fluoride is that if you cook with aluminum cookware, that the fluoride helps move the aluminum into the body more easily. It also helps leach out lead in the piping system. You know, there's a lot of houses that may have lead solders or some type of material in there that could have some lead. And so the fluoride can help leach that out. And there's a number of studies that definitely show a link between, you know, the fluoride in the water, the lead leaching out, actually a higher blood lead levels and blood urine levels in children who were drinking water that was fluoridated because there's more leaching of lead from the piping system.
Very interesting. Yeah, those are. I've also heard that just cooking with it, boiling pasta, for example, in fluoridated water could have some risks because then it gets sort of permeated in the food. But we won't get into the peripherals too much. Anything you want to add, Neil? I want to get back to Linda in a minute, but
U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has a public comment period open through February 14th. So we still have about 3 weeks to flood the government with public comments that the level that they're proposing to allow in the water of 0.7 parts per million, and that's the same as 700 parts per billion. 700 parts per billion is too high. It's too high for an infant. It's 175 times higher than what a breastfeeding infant should get. So, you know, all these infants are at risk of excessive fluoride exposure. There's a tiny, tiny amount in mother's milk, but it's far less than the 700 parts per billion that they're recommending be allowed in the U.S. water supply.
Yeah, very important. And as Linda shared earlier, Health and Human Services is 202-205-0143. That's 202-205-0143. And the EPA is 202-564-3226 with an email of cwfcomments@cdc.gov. That's Charlie Washington Frank comments, plural, at cdc.gov, as in Centers for Disease Control. Well, great, Neil. Very helpful what you added here. The timing is good. As you point out, we got about 3 weeks. I know these public comment periods have happened before with other federal agencies. Their record of response to the public is not very good, but that's by no means a reason not to call. We can't hold back on this. I sense that we're at a real crossroads in this. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I think we're at a tipping point. We've never had a public comment period on fluoride in my life. They've not done that. So this is very unique. And if they fail to do the right thing according to the medical and toxicology science, the government can be sued in federal court. And so this is why we'll be working with Dr. Conant and other scientists to put the appropriate scientific evidence into the federal docket that the level they're proposing of 700 parts per billion is too high. And if they recommend that, they can be sued in federal court for really not following the best science out there. So this is a very important public comment period.
Thank you, Neil. We got messages coming up, and then we'll have a little more from Linda and some comments from me. Stay tuned.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Coming back at you on this fine evening, January 26, 2011. As noted, it's the 10th anniversary of 9/11. We'll be looking at that issue as the year goes by in the pages of AFP and on this station. And to order AFP, 18 weeks, $17.76, that great deal, only through RBN, call 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-NEWS. 18 weeks, over 4 months of AFP, the leading national news weekly for $17.76. Okay, we're trying to wind up. It's always 10 pounds of dirt in a 5-pound bag sometimes on radio. Lots of callers, lots of things to talk about, and only so much time to do it. And real quick, let's get Lee from Georgia on. Lee, I need you to go fast because our guest Linda needs a few final comments. So what you got?
I'll make this real quick. I have a question for both you and Miss Linda. For you, this is such an important issue. Thank you very much for covering this.
I have a website, and I've got some other hosts that allow me to link to very specific issues when they do a show. And I would really like to be able to post a link to this show on my website to help get this information out if you don't have any any problem with that. And for you, madam, when you talk about fluoride, I've done a little research. I'm not the sharpest cookie in the box or the crunchiest cookie in the box, but is this anything similar to the same types of, like, the sodium fluoride we see in rat poison?
Yes, it is, but in the case of Austin's water, it's probably worse because it comes from the scrubbing towers in Florida. It's a hazardous waste byproduct from the phosphate fertilizer industry, and the EPA has determined that Florida cannot release fluorosilicic acid into their air, rivers, streams, oceans, lakes, but for some strange reason, the industry is allowed to turn around and sell it as a product and ship it all over the United States. So I guess you have to call up your city council or your city water utility and find out what kind of fluoride it is. But, because there are different sources. Sodium fluoride is another one. But they're all toxic to the degree that it accumulates in our bodies. It doesn't just pass out in your urine. It accumulates over time. And if our own government, Health and Human Services, is admitting that 41% of our kids up to age 15 have signs of dental fluorosis, we have to keep in mind that this is just a marker of other damage that's taking place in their bodies. Can you imagine if something is so toxic that it can cause your teeth to be brittle, stained, eroded? What is it doing to your thyroid gland, your kidneys, your brain, and other soft tissues in your body? And the government doesn't want to look at that.
Very interesting. And the answer that I can give to Lee is I have no problem with that posting. Just clear it through RBN. There probably won't be a problem. I don't know all the ins and outs, but I would certainly like to see that posted in the way that you suggested. And I want to thank Neil Carman. That's his name, right, Linda? Neil Carman?
Dr. Neil Carman of the Sierra Club. He works tirelessly for coal and cement to get coal and cement out of our air, but he has taken this on as a personal project. But I want you to know that the national chapter of the Sierra Club has stated for years that they do not want fluoride added to our water. And there are other wonderful environmental groups have spoken out about this over and over again to fall on deaf ears.
So it's a groundswell that they can't say is just right wing or left wing or tree huggers or gun huggers. It's everybody. Everybody with a brain that hasn't been overly fluoridated can think and fight back and get involved here. While the time is cruising by quickly, Linda Green of Fluoride Free Austin, what is your group's website?
FluorideFreeAustin.com.
FluorideFreeAustin.com. And don't forget to contact the Healthy Human Services, 202 202-